From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Has an electorate awakened? Over 20 million people watched each of the Trump-fueled GOP debates. But, Jeremy, early numbers are showing the Democrats were watched last night by more than 15 million people. That's the highest ever for a Democratic debate.
And probably music to Hillary Clinton's ears, because political analysts are calling the debate the best day of her campaign. Here she is after being asked whether she'd say anything to get elected.
No, I think that, like most people that I know, I have a range of views, but they are rooted in my values and my experience. And I don't take a backseat to anyone when it comes to progressive experience and progressive commitment.
That sound courtesy of the CNN debate on Westwood One. Clinton and her main rival, Bernie Sanders, differed over gun control, the Iraq War, and Wall Street reform, though they did shake hands, now perhaps famously, after Sanders said that the American people have heard enough about Clinton's private emails. And there were three others on stage, of course, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee. Joining us now to talk about the debate is Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Jeremy.
And do you think that Hillary Clinton won this debate, as many analysts seem to think?
You know, it's probably too early to be talking about people winning things in this primary. This was the first debate. There are going to be six debates. And Hillary probably did herself the most good in the sense that people were expecting her to just try to hold her own. They were expecting the other candidates to get a lot of traction, try to be breakout candidates the way Carly Fiorina has been in the debates on the Republican side. And so there was a lot of attention being paid to what bad could happen for Hillary Clinton. Not that many people were expecting her to come out as strong and confident, self-assured, and even sort of good-humored at a lot of points in the debate as she did. So she had the most, in a sense, to lose. And by doing as well as she did, she proved to have the most to gain.
And maybe benefited from low expectations going into the debate, perhaps, although who knows why, because people saw her in a lot of debates back in 2008. But Bernie Sanders, one thing that we knew was going to happen was he would be asked about his comments on capitalism. Of course, he was asked over the weekend whether he's a capitalist. He said no, he's a democratic socialist. And the moderator, Anderson Cooper, asked Sanders how a democratic socialist could win an election in the U.S.
Democrats, at the White House on down, will win when there is excitement and a large voter turnout. And that is what this campaign is doing.
You don't consider yourself a capitalist, though.
Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little, by which Wall Street's greed and recklessness wreck this economy? No, I don't.
How did Sanders do on that, Ron? Because certainly Republicans will be running ads about that if he ends up being the nominee.
Surely. The idea here is that all capitalism is characterized by the worst of capitalism, the casino capitalism, as he calls it. And Hillary Clinton came back by essentially saying, look, Wall Street was part of my state when I was a senator from New York. I tried to do certain things. I believe in regulation. I think we should have had the Dodd-Frank bill, which Republicans are so critical of, that passed in the first term of Barack Obama. And she took a more nuanced view, as she did on many other issues. If you believe that all of the troubles of the American economy proceed from the greed of Wall Street, Bernie Sanders is your candidate.
Now, what about the other candidates? There were, of course, three others on stage, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee. And here is former Virginia Senator Jim Webb talking.
The position on how this debate's occurred is kind of frustrating because unless somebody mentions my name, I can't get into the discussion.
You agreed to these rules, and you're wasting time. So if you would finish your answer, we'll move on.
I'm trying to set a mark here, so maybe we can get into a little more later on. This hasn't been equal time.
A lot of people wondering why he's complaining about not getting enough time, given that he has barely a campaign going at this point.
You know, the candidates who are at 1% in the polls or very low single digits when there are clearly other two other candidates who are clearly appealing to people, one would think that they would be a little more appreciative and grateful about being on stage with those candidates and getting to see 15 million viewers. But nonetheless, one of the ways that small number candidates do break through is by being a little bit pushed back and a little bit tough and a little bit challenging to the media when they do get an opportunity such as they had last night. And in this case, we saw the former senator from Virginia showing some of his cantankerousness, which can be very appealing in its own way. And he also appealed throughout the debate to a more traditional, older Democratic Party definition, defending coal, defending guns and so forth, talking about his service in Vietnam, trying to keep those people in the tent and get their votes in the process. primaries.
Ron, one of the things that also struck me was how different this debate was than the Republican debates that we talked about that got a larger audience than this, but it was like a different planet.
Well, it was night and day. I think you could say that in this particular instance, the candidates were actually seeing more benefit for themselves in the long run by not attacking each other, by disagreeing, of course, and they did disagree on a number of occasions, but they didn't actually go after each other or demean each other or belittle each other. And that clearly was something that they were congratulating each other on before the evening was over and was certainly a high contrast to the more vituperative debates we've seen on the other side, at least so far.
And percentage chance that Joe Biden gets in after this?
Much diminished after that debate. He needs her to stumble for him to have a real lane to run in.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.